Energikommisjonen har gitt marsjordre. De ønsker mer av alt, raskere. I Europower stiller vi spørsmålet, hvordan bygge mer kraft raskere, uten dødsfall? Kan IT spille en rolle her? Se merkraftraskere.no og ta gjerne kontakt dersom dere har en løsning som kan redde liv.
You are listening to a podcast episode from Enerwe, a Norwegian news magazine for the energy industry. This episode contains content marketing from EIT Inno Energy, Sintef and NTNU.
So hydrogen will be a indispensable part of the solution to get to 50% reduction by 2030 and to get to climate neutrality by 2050. And as I showed in my presentation, it could actually reduce as much as 20% of the current emissions by replacing natural gas, coal and oil, and also be part of the industrial processes in Europe.
Dr. Nils Røkke is the chairman of the European Energy Research Alliance and director of sustainability at Sintef. This week, the H2 Value Chain seminar gathered the best of industry, research and innovation throughout the hydrogen value chain in Norway and Europe. My name is Sjur Kristian Aamodt and I'm the CEO of Enerwe, a Norwegian news magazine covering the energy industry, and I participated at the H2 Value Chain seminar.
The Green Deal is a path towards climate neutrality in Europe, trying to see how we can become the first climate neutral continent in the world, and also that this will be a part of an industrial strategy for Europe.
Thomas Kåberger is professor at Chalmers University of Technology. He is speaking at the H2 Value Chain seminar in his role as Industrial Growth Executive for EIT Inno Energy.
How would you describe the development of renewables in Europe?
The important thing is that the costs have come down dramatically in the last 3 years. So now solar and wind power can be produced at a total cost that is below the energy content price of oil and often even of LNG. That means that renewable electricity can start substituting oil and gas in other sectors in society, not only outcompeting them for electricity generation.
But why is there a market for hydrogen in combination with solar and wind power?
You can say that with solar electricity, batteries can serve the purpose of storing that electricity from day to night. But with hydrogen, you have longer periods of strong winds and longer periods with little wind. And then using these periods with a lot of wind power to produce a lot of hydrogen is more competitive because the storage of hydrogen is cheaper than storage in batteries. The cost for hydrogen generation is the electrolyzers, and that's based on the capacity to produce, not the amount of energy stored.
Thomas Kåberger talks about the production of green hydrogen from wind power, but there are also other ways to produce hydrogen. Blue hydrogen produced from fossil fuels also holds a great promise in order to kickstart a hydrogen market.
SegPower is a technology and equipment provider of clean hydrogen solutions based on a technology that has been developed throughout the last 20 years by one of Norway's most recognized research companies or institution called IFE. Here in Norway.
Katrine Ryengen is the CEO of SegPower.
We are currently in the commercialization phase of the technology where we're going to apply it first and foremost on the west coast of Norway to produce large-scale clean hydrogen from gas.
How large is the potential for building a Norwegian industry in the hydrogen value chain?
So we believe the opportunity is vast and very attractive for commercial players such as ourselves in Norway, both on a near term, but especially on a longer term basis. And certainly our market is global beyond Norway, but we will start with putting down a footprint in Norway first and then we'll go global.
Johan Hustad is the director of NTNU Energy at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology.
I think you need what you call a blue hydrogen as well as a green, because you need the volumes. If you don't do anything on the blue hydrogen, you will get very much lower volumes, and then it will go much longer time. Involving blue hydrogen will speed up the production and the volumes and so on, and then you will also get hydrogen into the market much faster.
In what degree is there a value chain in place from production to use of hydrogen now?
I wouldn't say there is a value chain at all, more or less. So there is a value chain for blue hydrogen for the chemical market today. But for power, there is no really value chain. There are demonstration projects where you can see part of the value chain, but it's not really a whole value chain as such.
Johan Hustad says that there is no H2 value chain in place now. I ask Nils Røkke why there is a need for speed.
I mean, it's 10 years to 2030 and 30 years to 2050. So it's really time now to accelerate. And we'll see the change over the next 10 years in terms of what kind of energy carriers we'll be using and what kind of policies we'll put in place to make this happen.
And why do we need to collaborate in order to achieve this goal?
Because no single country can achieve these targets alone. We need to work together as a team in Europe to make this happen. Also reflecting that Europe at present is the world's largest importer of energy and thus needs to have clean energy in their energy mix also for the imported energy goods.
But how can we incentivize hydrogen to play a key role in the energy transition? Kevin Gold is Senior Advisor Global Markets and Corporate Strategy at Statkraft.
But definitely to try and get down the costs for hydrogen production, especially from the green hydrogen production. I think as well, trying to create some kind of system where you can calculate sort of the emission reduction that you're getting from hydrogen. So maybe extending sort of the guarantees of origin system to include hydrogen. Funding pilot projects that demonstrate the value chains that you can get through using hydrogen, and also maybe trying to fund studies, for example, on looking at the best places where you could site electrolyzers, taking into account the grid, both the power grid and also the gas grids eventually.
What role does Statkraft play considering hydrogen?
Statkraft is interested in producing green hydrogen and e-fuels, and we're particularly focused in heavy transport, maritime and industry, and we see our role is getting involved in interesting value chains within these areas and pushing hydrogen forward, because at the end of the day it's going to be an extremely important piece of the energy system in the future.
Kevin Gold gets the support from Mikael Nordlander, the head of R&D portfolio and industry decarbonization at the Swedish energy company Vattenfall.
If you are to electrify the industry, what we're aiming at is you better do that flexible, because the production side of electricity you meet it with will most likely be weather dependent. So it's a great match to move the buffer from after the electricity generation, so you make a system that sticks together, so to say.
Mikael Nordlander compares the energy storage using hydrogen on a plant with 1 million Tesla batteries.
Yeah, it's a number game. I mean, if you take all the combined batteries of a million Tesla cars, then you get the same amount of energy in such a storage.
Åseby is business manager at the Swedish fuel cell company Powercell. What exactly are fuel cells?
The fuel cell is an energy converter. So you can convert energy in hydrogen to be electricity, and the exhaust, the emission that comes out, is hot water and steam.
Who are the main users of fuel cells?
The users can be the automotive industry. It can be used for cars, trucks, buses, forklifts, heavy-duty vehicles. It can be used within the marine areas as well, for all kinds of vessels, but also in port operations. And you can use it for any stationary operation, which means big data halls or big units that need a lot of electricity but cannot be on the grid. That is a user for fuel cells.
Åseby gives an example from the construction site.
The fuel cells on construction sites is perfect when you need to have heat and electricity. And that you can use for both in transport as well as in the construction. And I think that just for construction sites, that is a fuel cell application because you also can run on hydrogen energy for long-term use.
If you built shares in PowerCell at the start of last year, congratulations. You can look back at a 600% rise in shareholder value. Hydrogen and fuel cell companies have risen dramatically in valuation last year. What is the main driver of this trend?
I believe a function of investors wanting to get in on a very promising new market. The earnings aren't there yet, so these companies are priced at very, very steep multiples. But those who end up investing in the winners in the industry might profit, but beware of the losers.
Einar Kilde Evensen is the Senior Vice President and Client Advisor for Renewables and Infrastructure at DNB, Norway's largest financial services group.
In which order would you expect the first major commercial breakthrough for hydrogen technology? Would be transportation, industrial applications, or energy sector applications?
Well, aside from industrial applications, which we are seeing already, in the refineries and other chemical processes, I believe, based on the fact that hydrogen's main strength is a high energy-to-weight ratio, that applications within the heavy-duty transport sector would come first.
This year, the first H2 trucks from large-scale serial production will roll out in Europe, the US and Asia. When will H2 trucks reach cost parity with diesel?
It's an interesting question. I believe that depends on a number of factors. What kind of purchase or rental deals that the suppliers of fuel cell trucks can offer, like Nikola offering their buyers a fixed price per mile driven with fuel and maintenance included. It remains to be seen what profits can be made at with these new business models, and I think it's quite open still.
How is the interest from investors when it comes to solar and wind compared to hydrogen?
Well, solar and wind are much more established markets right now in the year 2020. So they have reached a level where these companies are making decent profits and in a predictable way. Hydrogen, on the other hand, is more like guesswork. And investors are taking a bet that their company will be making a profit in the not-too-distant future, but we'll see.
Being a large exporter of both oil and gas, Norway plays an important role as a reliable supplier to the world's energy markets. In the future, the demand for oil and gas will decrease.
What is the potential for exporting hydrogen from Norway to the European market?
I think this is a great opportunity for Norway, and we really need to get our act together in terms of looking upon ourselves to export something, export products which do not cause any emissions when they're used. And that is hydrogen, and it could also be ammonia, as we've seen the last announcement now about how this can be used also for the maritime sector.
We ask Nils Røkke how to put all our knowledge into action.
We have a great tradition for making hydrogen from renewables in Norway, also great achievements there from industrial players, and I think the next step now is really to boost our activities in hydrogen to show that we can be a real player in the European transition towards zero emission.
We ask Thomas Kåberger if there are any European advantages when it comes to hydrogen in a global context.
Especially Northern Europe has the advantage that we do not use much fossil fuels for electricity generation. And with almost 100% renewable electricity generation, producing hydrogen is a good idea, and then using the hydrogen to substitute fossil fuels. If you use fossil fuels to produce electricity, then it's a bad idea to use that electricity to produce fuels again, because you have so large losses in the system.
Most of the participants at the H2 Valgen seminar did share a common concern, but also an ambition to accelerate the transition to a more sustainable world by reducing greenhouse gas emissions. It is also a fact that even the largest companies struggle when faced with the monumental task of transforming the world's use of energy in sectors like energy production, mobility and industry. We believe that part of the answer lies in building stronger value chains to make stronger value propositions. My name is Sjul Kristian Aamodt and I'm the CEO of Enery, a Norwegian news magazine for the energy industry. Let's start building European and Norwegian competitiveness on hydrogen. The time for hydrogen is now.